morning, everybody, on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. The Oscars are on Sunday night, but if you're a young reader, the Academy Awards of Children's Literature were held earlier this month at the midwinter meeting of the American Library Association in Chicago. Paula Willey is our resident expert on great books for kids, and she joins me this morning to talk about some of the books that won some of the big awards this year. Paula is a librarian at the Parkville Kearney branch of the Baltimore County Public Library. She's also a library consultant, and she writes about books at her blog, Pink Me. Hey, Paula, how you doing?
Hi, Tom. I'm fine.
So the first shout-out that we want to do is to a Baltimore person, Deborah Taylor, who is the coordinator of school and student services at the Enoch Pratt Library, been there for 40 years. She won a huge award, the 2015 Coretta Scott King Virginia Hamilton Award for Lifetime Achievement. So a big shout-out and kudos to Deb. That's terrific. This is a big deal, isn't it?
Deb is such an inspiring presence in Baltimore and in children's literature in general. Her sense of humor and her insight about books for kids and her enthusiasm, it was everybody got a big chill when she won that award.
Isn't that great? Well, congratulations to Deb Taylor. So let's talk about some of these big awards. So the Newbery Medal this year, won by Kwame Alexander. The book is called The Crossover. And of course, once this thing, you know, once it's announced that it's a Newbery winner, all of a sudden this book becomes very hard to get.
Oh, yeah. It's sold out on Amazon. I just checked this morning. I was looking for a copy at my own library, and there's holds on it out the door. The Crossover is a great book. It's got a lot of energy. It's a novel in verse, which is not something that we usually see in winning the big awards. It's about twins, Josh and Jordan, who are basketball stars in junior high school, and what happens to them over the course of the year when Jordan starts dating and they grow apart a little bit. They're no longer inseparable.
Yeah, interesting. And that's something that a lot of young readers are going to certainly be able to identify with.
Yeah, and sort of the basketball and the verse and the energy of the book is going to keep it lively for people who don't think they want to read about emotions.
Yeah, and it's interesting that the Crossover was an honor book in the Coretta Scott King Book Awards, right? And there's a number of interesting books that received honors. The Illustrator Honor book went to Josephine, The Dazzling Life of Josephine Baker by Christian Robinson. It was written by Patricia Ruby Powell. And then there's one by this very famous ballerina from the New York City Ballet, Misty Copeland.
Right.
So we've got a ballerina, we've got Josephine Baker. That's interesting.
And the other honor went to a book about Melba, the trombone player. The Misty Copeland book won the Coretta Scott King Illustrator Award. And one of the things that Misty wrote about when writing the book was that when she was a kid doing ballet, she didn't see people who looked like her dancing like she does.
Yeah, and that's sort of the same theme of her memoir that she wrote for adults, which has also gotten quite a bit of attention. So good for her.
Right, I read that.
And, of course, the Caldecott Medal, the Randolph Caldecott Medal, that's another, along with the Newbery, you know, probably those two are the big two prestigious awards for children's literature.
There are the ones that get the most attention. Caldecott was interesting this year because five books were named to honors. You can name kind of as many as you want, but it's usually just two or three or four books that are named as honor in addition to the medal. So the medal went to The Adventures of Beagle, The Unimaginary Friend by Dan Santat, and this is a book about a little blobby guy who lives on an island and is waiting to be chosen as an imaginary friend, but nobody chooses him, and so he gets in a boat and goes across the ocean and goes out to seek this friend. It's about bravery and the bravery of small children. As far as I can tell, it is the first digitally created, the first Caldecott winner with digitally created art.
Huh. So that's a new frontier, isn't it? Yeah.
It sort of signals to me that the committees are being very broad-minded in their choices.
Yeah, interesting. Paula Willey is my guest this morning. We're talking about some of the big award winners at the American Library Association at their midwinter meeting. They handed out the Caldecott, the Newbery, and a couple of other awards, many other awards, on the 2nd of February. So there's another award that's given for lifetime achievement. It's the Laura Ingalls Wilder Award. It went this year to Donald Cruz. What can you tell us about him?
Donald Cruz has been making books for preschoolers since the mid-60s. He's been honored for his work starting in the 70s and the 80s. He does very graphically pure books. If you've had a little kid any time in the last 40 years, you might be familiar with 10 Dots or Freight Train or Harbor. And the fact that his books have so much are just geometrically pure makes them very timeless.
And he's been at it for a long time.
Yeah,
and
he's been at it.
This is the first time that he's actually been honored with one of these Lifetime Achievement things. Has he won some of these other awards in the past?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Lifetime Achievement really makes me think that again, this is a committee sort of throwing its mental net wide and thinking, you know, who really has contributed to our industry that hasn't gotten, you know, these kind of Lifetime Awards?
Good for him. There's another Lifetime Achievement Award called the Margaret A. Edwards Award. It went this year to Sharon Draper. What can you tell us about her?
Sharon Draper is beloved by middle school teachers because she writes books that allow kids to access their feelings and to talk about, you know, things that might be hard to talk about, but still be cool. You know, she wrote books like Tears of a Tiger, Forged by Fire, and Copper Sun. And I will tell you that every middle school classroom that I've been in, those books are read to pieces. Mm-hmm. They're the first ones that some kids reach for, and they will read nothing but Sharon Draper. She's won the Coretta Scott King Award, I think, 5 times. Yeah. That is a lifetime achievement.
Good for her. That alone is a lifetime achievement.
Yeah.
And, of course, we'll list all of these books on our website, wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. So, again, the crossover by Kwame Alexander, the big winner in the Newbery Medal, and then the Caldecott went to The Adventures of Beagle. Let's talk about some of the other books that were honored by both the Newbery and the Caldecott committees. Brown Girl Dreaming is one of the Newbery honor books. So it didn't win, but it was right up there with just one other book called El Defo. But this is Brown Girl Dreaming by Jacqueline Woodson. What can you tell us about that?
The extraordinary thing about the amount of honor heaped on Brown Girl Dreaming is not that it's a surprise, because Jacqueline Woodson's work is consistently amazing, some of the best stuff that comes out whenever, every year. But Brown Girl Dreaming is a nonfiction memoir in verse. So, again, it's outside of the bounds of what we usually think of in terms of Newbery material, because it's not a novel, you know?
Yeah, is nonfiction a normal
perfectly
winner?
Valid.
Yeah.
But it's not something that, in fact, Laura Amy Schlitz's book was nonfiction.
Right. She's from the Park School here in Baltimore.
Right. When it won. But that was like a big deal. Mm-hmm. This is El Defo and Brown Girl Dreaming are both nonfiction.
Okay, so we've got nonfiction, we've got fiction, we've got some biographies in here.
And graphic novels.
And graphic novels. Terrific. Well, it's quite a wide palette, and that's terrific. And as I said, we'll have all this stuff on our website. So, Paula, always good to see you. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
Paula Willey is a librarian at the Parkville Kearney branch of the Baltimore County Library. She writes about literature for children and young adults at her blog, Pink Me. We'll have a link to Paula's blog and a list of the books who won these ALA awards this year. Come on over to wypr.org/Marilyn Morning. That's it for us today. On Friday, Kay Wise Whitehead joins us to talk about her new book about raising her African-American sons. It's a good book, and it'll be a fun conversation. Until then, I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Marilyn Morning is an original production
of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jana McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow is February 19th. On that day in Maryland history, 1881, demolition began of the Baltimore Brewery at Hanover and Conway Streets. It was built in 1809. We're back on Friday. Please join us.